So thanks for coming and for joining. My name is Celeste, and obviously the workshop is on womb wisdom, and I have an outline for it, but what I like to do is really tune into the energy and the conversation of everyone here, and then figure out where that outline is really going to go. And that's, I think, the womb wisdom part of it. So I just want to go around, especially since it's a nice small group, it's like so perfect. And just hear first your name and what brings you here. Could be a curiosity question, like life path, whatever that is.
Started working here, and also recently I just kind of been trying to connect more to like more of like the like goddesses and things like that, and just kind of like healing myself. So I feel like this would be a good place to kind of connect to that.
My name's Emily. I've been trying to kind of get into the connection with the spiritual aspect of me and everything over the past year, and I also just found out I'm pregnant. So I figured like womb wisdom would be kind of like a nice
Perfect.
introduction to this area. I've had a few tarot readings. I've been trying to learn more about all of that. So I'm just really, and I want to feel empowered now that I'm pregnant, especially. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a gift. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so exciting. I'm Sakura. I'm curious, or I want to learn more about the womb wisdom, because before I learned just like the basic, like very beginners of Ayurveda, the Indian, yoga of the body and health, and then it made a lot of sense to me to learn about the body in that way. So like I want to learn more about the womb and just our body's natural cycle and how I can better like flow with things and like,
Yeah, beautiful. So yeah, that's so perfect, because it's like, and this is a perfect representation of what womb wisdom is. The conversation can go on forever, right? The conversation is not, it will never be explained in an hour workshop or a weekend workshop or a 7-day retreat, right? Like, womb wisdom is a journey. It's a path. It's a life. And how far you take it is completely up to you. And I think that's the beautiful, mystical, magical part of this work and the work with the Divine Feminine, is that she calls on you when you are ready, right? A lot of women, when they become pregnant, a lot of times that's when they first open their eyes to, oh, I have a womb. Right? Like, you don't really think about it until then. Like, it's not doing anything, quote unquote, right? And that's exactly the womb wisdom part that we're going to talk about, explaining that belief system of it not doing anything is completely not right. Right. But in our modern world, until you're pregnant, the womb really doesn't do much, right? In our perspective. And then we have cyclical living, right? And we have understanding the Divine Feminine, understanding the wisdom of natural cycles and how that affects our bodies. And then we have a natural call for the goddesses, right? And however they approach you, whether it's all of them or one of them. And so it's so beautiful how the feminine, and when I say the feminine or womb wisdom, it's all one path, right? She will come to you, or that path will open up when you're supposed to have it opened, you know? So before we actually start, actually, Viper, do you want to share anything? Like, what sort of curiosity or like question, or just what brings you?
Just interested in learning about the
Yeah.
modalities of wound healing, so I'm
Yeah.
curious to start with that.
Cool. Okay, so I'd like to actually start, if we can all just close our eyes. And you can place your hands anywhere on your body. And feel the warmth of your palms on your body. And maybe your palms aren't warm, maybe they're cold, but if you bring the awareness to your palms, and bringing that energy into the palms and into your body, and just connecting to the wisdom that's inside our bodies. Womb wisdom is something that lives inside us. It cannot be taught. It can only be birthed from the inside out. So whatever it is that you receive in this workshop, it's not the definition of your womb wisdom. It's for you to decide whether it resonates or not. And keep or take to the side. But it's more about the journey that is unfolding for you, or that is about to unfold for you, and the mysteries and the exploration of that process. And so from that place of knowing and not knowing, trusting our body's wisdom, intelligence, and magic, let's just take a moment to call forth our divine I Am presence, all aspects of ourselves. Cosmic Mother, Great Mother, the divine feminine within all of us, all of humanity, all of creation, to guide us, to journey with us in this exploration and this conversation today. And to awaken those parts of us that are ready to be seen and explored and expressed with authenticity, with courage, with love, and with wisdom. And then maybe just take a moment, see if you can bring your awareness into your womb space. And notice if there's anything that your womb wants you to say or feel or just see. Maybe your womb just wants to say something. And once you receive that message, you can just take a long inhale and a long exhale. Reset the energy and come back to your centered self, your grounded physical body. And then you can drop your palms, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Does anybody want to share if they received anything from their womb?
I like immediately when I focused on it and like kind of went down to that space, I could see like wings open up, and it was like there's an angel in there.
Yes. Oh, so divine. Yeah. Anyone else?
I feel like I'm still getting the hang of connecting, but I just keep feeling here in my head like she would be okay.
The message I received was, you are held, and that's usually the role of the womb, not only for ourselves as human beings, but for humanity. Understanding that it's this tradition of womb wisdom, and womb, you can call it Gnosticism, or the womb lineages, right? That really were one with the earth and held the traditions, the mysteries, the ancient knowledge of what it meant to be a human being on this planet, connected with all of life. And I think that's one thing that is right now coming back into our conscious awareness as we are like in this completely transformative state of human history, right? It's like there's so much transformation happening at this time, and one of the big things that is being grounded on earth, obviously this past decade there's been a big rise in the divine feminine, but anytime that anything explodes, right, and makes itself commercially well known, there are some distortions that come along with that. It's just part of the process, right? So what is happening now is that there's this revival and this asking of the true teachings and the true wisdom of the divine feminine to help us walk through this new transformation for humanity, right? Because we can't keep doing what we've been doing. And I think a big part of that is realizing that our womb is like the center of our body. It's the center of our lives. It's also the center of this earth. It's also the center of the universe and the galaxy and all of the multiverse, right? It's like there's cosmic consciousness that is connected to the womb space. There is earth consciousness. There's human consciousness. So I think for me, my biggest, I guess, hurdle is like, okay, where do we start? How do we make this whole thing practical, right? So I'll do my best. And I think that's why I got the message, you are held. It's like, don't worry about it. It's just, it's going to come through how it's supposed to come through, you know? But saying that, right, if I say anything that's like, whoa, that's really far-fetched, like slow down, just let me know, like raise your hand or just kind of cut me off or say, hey, just, you know, if you have any questions, throw out, okay?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it helps to have something to write with.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's just start from the very basics, right? So when we think of what is the womb, like what are some words that come to you? When you just think of the womb.
Nurturing. Power.
Nurturing, power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of power in your womb.
Yeah.
But not just like reproducing, but not just creating life, like us, like if our livelihood depends on your womb, like everyone's livelihood depends on the womb.
Yeah.
Which is so important.
Right. Right.
It also feels like soft, like raw. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like it's powerful, but it's also
like tender.
Tender, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this beautiful flower, right? That's fragile and delicate and beautiful, and yet with its beauty, it has all that power, right? Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Sensitive, but like intuitive, some of its strong.
Yeah, yeah. And these are all aspects, too, of the feminine, right? So when we talk about the womb, we also talk about the feminine. And just to be super clear, right, I think we all know, but the feminine is not gender, so we all hold feminine energy.
I don't know what happened to my womb, which is, you know, why I want to do the womb healing with you. It just, my womb doesn't feel soft and fluffy.
Right.
My womb feels like, I feel like if I looked at it, it looks like it's probably got a bunch of scratch marks and stuff on it. When I tap into my womb, it makes me want to cry. Like,
yeah.
It's like when, even when my chakras are aligned, when I feel my chakras are in that area, it immediately makes me want to like cry.
So yeah.
Like, I want to solve the people.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm so happy that first you say that you have the courage to say that, and I honor that, because that's huge, especially right now. Obviously, in the past for human history, that's just the symbol of what has happened to the woman and the womb since, for centuries now, right? So now it's our job to clean that up. Because whether we know it or not, there's something in our lineages that are carrying that. Because the womb is such a center of so much and it holds so much information, we hold things in our womb that we just don't even know, right? And oftentimes in that process and journey and exploration of our womb, we find out things that we had no idea. So some of us come in knowing that our womb is not this beautiful flower that it's supposed to be, but it's hurt, it's traumatized, right? And I'm glad you said that, Viper, because when we think of the feminine, oftentimes we think of this sort of soft, gentle flower and receptive and intuitive and magical. And yes, that is a part, that is the feminine, absolutely. There's also this whole other side of the feminine that has been completely shut down for reasons that are very supportive of a distorted patriarchal society, right? But there's this essence of the dark mother and the dark feminine, and that is beyond the power that we understand that can be, and that is held also in our womb. So just like we talk about feminine and masculine, right, opposites, there's also this opposite aspect of the feminine who understands the darkness of life and understands what it means to be hurt and battered and experience the most tragic of possibilities that can happen on a human scale, right? And so the mother, the reason why it is the mother and the feminine is because just as much as she's been hurt, she also brings that other side of being able to hold that much love, right? And that's the polarity within itself. Like, how can that be, right? Like, maybe Viper right now, you feel that hurt, but just as far as that hurt goes, you have that already inherently within you. That far is how far you can go with love and how far that flower is within you.
That's exactly kind of what I've been like working on, because like that was sexually assaulted like a couple months ago, and so I'm like,
that's very recent.
Yeah, but I'm very young, and like I know I'm very young, but I want, for some reason I've just been getting a lot of messages and being called to, like, I'm gonna have a baby in a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm working on like kind of what you just said, like I know the worst of kind of like the world, so like
the potential
to be able to, like, heal it and like bring like life and love and be able to like provide guidance for like another being, like through that kind of thing.
Yeah, and understanding that's what it takes to be a holder of a birthing portal, right? The birthing canal. Like, obviously birthing, the process of itself in itself is like a initiation, right? So it's a birthing and you're also dying at the same time. That's a very known thing where you, when you're birthing a child, you are also in your physical body experiencing a death within itself, because you cannot have one without the other. And that's a big thing that's happening. It's a big reason why women are experiencing that post-traumatic stress, depression, and like it's all because we're not understanding the mysteries of the goddess, right? So really understanding that when you birth, you also die. And when you are experiencing such a experience like a sexual trauma, because you've gone to that depth and your soul has chosen to experience that, now you have the, it's like you, that path is already created for you to just go to the opposite extreme, because it's the only other way. It's the only way that your soul can be. It's already written. Yeah.
And I feel like what you were saying, how there's the soft and like almost cushy part of the feminine, but there's also the opposite where it's like almost hard and fierce and brave. I feel like when you're birthing and you're going through that, that's like a primal.
Yeah.
Something that you tap into, you can really only tap into it without realizing it. And that's when you're shedding, like, I almost imagine when you're giving birth, shedding like the skin of who you were to become someone new, because you're not losing yourself, you're just growing into a new part of yourself.
Yes. Oh, I'm getting chills.
I love that visual.
Yeah.
You like tapping into that other opposite side of the feminine.
Yeah.
You only tap into that a few times in your life without realizing.
Yeah.
Because it's just so raw.
That's interesting that you say that, because naturally, as women, we're supposed to be tapped into that more.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're going to talk about with womb
yeah.
wisdom. It's like, we've been very docile. We've
mm-hmm.
been very shut down, right? And I'm very much of, just to be super clear, I'm very much about neutrality. I'm not about, oh, we women, we've suffered so much. Like, that's not the story we're painting.
Yeah.
We're just painting the story of, let's see what it has been. And this is not to say that men have had it easy. They also have their own journey to work with, right? So we're just going to focus right now on the feminine. But just to be very clear, like, women have been very shut down.
Yeah.
And it's only been in the last, I mean, maybe handful of years where women are starting to awaken these new parts of themselves. But the reason why the power of the feminine, the dark goddess, right, the dark mother has been shut down within us is because it's so powerful that once it's awakened, there's no going back.
Mm-hmm.
So many women, after a birthing experience or after a deep initiation, after initiate, because what you experience even too, that can be considered an initiation once you move through it all, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The way that this path opened up for me was I experienced an abortion. And to me, that was the worst of life, the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. Looking back, I understand it was through that death portal that I was initiated into this work. Yeah, so like, well, we don't talk about these things, right? It's like, oh no, you're just walking the path of the feminine. It's like all rosy and beautiful and like,
yeah.
It's easy, right?
Yeah,
and
it plays into the bearing us down.
Yes,
we're not
yes.
all flowers and
no.
cushy and soft and fragile, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to be hard and fierce and
yes.
strong.
It's actually necessary. It's
yeah.
not just okay. And I think that's why this work for me like carries me so much, because there's wisdom in that, right? And it's not, there's just been so many distortions, because then when we talk about the dark mother, the fierce woman, then we think about this woman who's like annihilating men or like she's just like, I'm the big ass boss and like, you know, no one's gonna fuck with me kind of thing. And that's like, you're just mad. You know, like
yeah.
that's just mad,
yeah.
right? So we're talking about the wisdom, and that's the next question is, what is wisdom, right? Because you have knowledge, right? The mental aspect, the masculine of, I read a book, I understand, I process mentally. But wisdom is this living experience. You can read everything you have. I can give you all the books. But until you live the process, until you're initiated and then you have that healing journey, the wisdom is not there yet, right? It's processing, it's integrating, and then being that seed, going through the darkness and then rising up and saying, now there is wisdom, now I can share,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's the womb wisdom. It's understanding, first let me honor my womb, let me understand what is my womb doing in my body, no matter what age I am, no matter if I'm a preteen that hasn't had my menses yet, or I'm a 20-year-old at the peak of my sexuality, or I'm a mother, or I'm post-menopause, like all of those phases in life, they're all to be honored, because there's a womb, and that womb is doing work, is doing something. And then the wisdom comes through time and experience and age, right? And really understanding there's different initiations of life, not just pregnancy, but just so many that we are not honoring because we haven't been taught that, you know? So to me, womb wisdom is like this incredible spiraling journey of like initiation, experience, integration, and coming out of it. Initiation, experience, integration, coming out of it, right? It's like this never-ending story of the feminine, of going back into our power, integrating it, and coming out on the other side. Because just to have power but not understanding how to use it, it can be very dangerous. It can hurt, right? It can manipulate, it can be used for wrong. And that's, I guess, the other stuff is really understanding how to use your power, right? Really understanding that once you are tapping into the womb wisdom, and once you're tapping into the magic and the power and all the things we're going to talk about, it's not about using it for your own good. right? It's really about using it for the good of all, right? And that's womb wisdom. It's understanding that our womb is connected to cosmic consciousness. It's connected to all of humanity. And inherently, we have that responsibility, right? Of course, it starts with ourselves. Of course, if you need food and money and a shelter, like, of course, you know, the womb will provide that for you. And then it's about, how can I turn that over and be of service and of highest service to all of humanity and all of expansion of consciousness, right? Really anchored in love.
I feel like I feel that just like with like talking to like any person, just like kind of like a like just like seeing them like a child in a way, just being like, oh, I can't describe it.
Yeah, but you just have this sort of genuine love and appreciation, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say it's harder to be negative than it is to be positive, and it just comes naturally to like want to be helpful and nice and pass on wisdom, and I just feel like, you know, you should really tap into that part, and that is,
yeah,
is part of feminine, no matter who you are, to,
yeah,
tap into that wanting to help, wanting to share experiences.
Yeah. Yeah, our natural ability, or the feminine's natural ability to nurture and to provide and to guide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So now that we broke down the word womb wisdom, I want to talk a little bit about how it's connected to our spiritual journey. Because for me, I first had this crazy spiritual awakening that made no sense at all, right? And so the first thing you do is you look at traditions, right? So you go into these ancient traditions, and for the most part, they're very masculine oriented. There's a lot of masculine teachers. The yogic path is very masculine. And to me, that was never a concept, right? It was never a question. But it was after going deep into exploration of yoga and like how it moved through my body, I realized I was becoming more and more and more detached from my body as my spiritual awakening was becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. So at some point I had this firm belief that it was like, I don't even need a body. I don't even need to be on this earth. Like, it's totally unnecessary. And then I knew that that was not healthy. Like, it doesn't make any sense, right? What is the point of reaching that understanding, but still being in an earthly body in this experience, right? Like, to me, it made no sense. And it was shortly after all of that that I experienced, well, I actually visited Hawaii, and then I experienced an abortion. And I feel like it was the feminine just bringing me all the way down to the depths of my womb, right? She was like, it was like the dark goddess was like, you don't even know what creation is about. Like, you're trying to leave your body. You don't even know what your body's made out of, right? And it's not to knock any of the ancient traditions at all. I think all of human history, all ancient and spiritual traditions, they did what they had to do during their time, right? But because we're in such a time and place where there's so much new consciousness coming in, the new babies that are coming in, they're totally different souls, right? And so we have to transform our consciousness to create new life, right? New structures. And so it was the feminine who came into my life and just like knocked me down. And it was like, I'm gonna show you what it means to be human. And that, in essence, like, to be human is to be godly. And that to me was like one of the biggest, I think to this day, it's like, whoa. I still think about it or meditate on it, and I'm like, it's bizarre. Because I guess for a while, it's like, to be human is not to be godly, right? But to really understand that, only when you can merge the above and the below, the mind and the heart, the spirit and the body, only then can you actually encompass that God consciousness, right? And what is the vehicle to that? To me, it's the womb space is that meeting of places. It's the only place, unless I've been thinking about this, meditating on it for a while. So if you think of a place, please let me know. But what space in all of your consciousness, in all of the earth, holds both the unseen realms of the journey of the spirit and the scene of the physicality. I thought of a seed under the soil, but a seed under the soil, a seed is bringing in plant consciousness, right?
Yeah.
So now we're just making a difference between human consciousness and plant consciousness.
Like, the only thing I can think of is like the birth of a planet. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Birthing a planet. Yeah.
I like
that. Yeah. But it's, and I think I was given that vision because it's to really understand that it's, the womb is this place where it's where the divine meets the physical and the physical meets the divine and they actually merge as one. It's like the first experience as a human baby that we are both one at the same time. Because you're not fully physical yet, but you're not, you're leaving the divine, but actually are you really leaving the divine? And then aren't you actually already fully physical, right? So, and then, okay, so that's, the womb is the receptor of that. It's the holder of that. So when we think about our spiritual journey is just our path back to that. How can we go back to the experience of I am divine, I am God, I am also physical? We're just trying to go back to that space that we felt and we knew when we were in womb consciousness. And I find that to be like mind-blowing because in my spiritual journey, never did anybody talk about the womb. It was all about the things I was already experiencing, the visions and the etericness and the cosmic consciousness and wow, we could fly in space and we can travel universes, great. But so, you know, where does that leave us? And I think it's really the divine feminine and the womb space that is like, that's why they call it the portal to the universe, right? And we can talk about womb wisdom in so many different ways, but when you're in sacred union and sacred relationship, it's that merging of your womb with another physical being that allows you to explore those other dimensions via sacred union, via the space of love and heart, yeah? So I just want to bring that in to say, like, the womb is what, at least in my experience and my perspective, is at least helping me anchor in all of our soul.
Yeah, I just feel like, I thought about it for the first time, like, I started my spiritual journey when I was, like, 13, 14, kind of, and I was just really, like you said, like, disconnected from your body. Like, I appreciate my body, like, whatever, but, like, I'm just, like, I'm floating.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm
good.
But then this experience did kind of like bring like, okay, but even though you know these things, like you're still a human, like this earth is still a physical place and like you're still gonna have to navigate that too. So kind of it bringing you back to like connecting with your body in that way. Kind of why I was called to come here, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense.
It's like, what's more earthly than experience something so tragic?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds unfortunate, but if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, right, from the spirit level, the spirit doesn't judge bad or good, right?
It makes it confusing.
It's confusing for the human mind, right? But if you tap into the wisdom of your body, it's like, what other experience, and it can feel unfortunate, but even me looking back, it's like, what other experience could I have had to knock me down so into the depths of the earth? I don't think anything, because I was so high. I was so out of my body, you know? And now it's like, now the next step is like, okay, so as we go deeper into our spiritual journey, we start to access even more parts of our soul. We start to expand our spiritual journey even beyond cosmic consciousness, even beyond other galaxies. How do you ground that? Well, to me, you ground it through the womb. It's the womb. It's coming back to the womb and coming back to the womb of the earth. Right, because the earth is a reflection of our body. So the earth has a womb, just like our bodies have wombs, right? Is all this landing? Is it all making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have any questions so far? Okay, so yeah, I just wanna bring that in that for me now, the womb is the center of a spiritual journey. And for a man or for somebody who doesn't carry a womb, it would be their hara, because they still have a womb center, they still have an energetic womb space. I do feel that the physical womb has a very specific role.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like there's absolutely no difference between having a physical womb or not, because like I just said, it's the space where the divine enters into the physical realm. So I believe that it does have to have some kind of reverence. And if you look deep into the Gnostic path and like the ancient mysteries, it was always known. There was always this thing that we're going through now with this whole gender thing, and like, it was always known. It was always a part of society to be man, woman, and everything in between, and nothing in between. Like, there was no arguing or fighting against that, because that's womb wisdom. That's understanding that we all have a role and we're all part of the earth. And some human beings are a vessel for something, and some human beings are a vessel for another.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like I have to clear that up, you know, because, yeah, it's not about pushing people aside. It's just being in so much reverence of the feminine and of the masculine and of everything.
Yeah, and I think it's okay.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with learning either way, whether you have a womb or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like that should be more accepted. It's okay either way. And you should learn it's okay to not go through the exact experience if you don't have a womb. You can still hear the experience and understand and be empathetic towards the experience.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, because the thing is that as women, as people with wombs, right, physical wombs, we, again, because we have that channel, we're going to talk about our menstrual cycle, but we have this channel, and it also opens up when we're pregnant. You're completely open to the divine. You're one open field. Only when you're pregnant and only when you are bleeding. Those are the only two times, you know.
Yeah.
So we have the ability to anchor in things that are not of the human experience at that time, because we are that open channel. We are just like in that space where the baby is both divine and human, right? Which, by the way, human means divine, right? But we've just, in our mental world, like, we've separated the two. So we have, as people with physical wombs, we have that ability to anchor in new cosmic codes of consciousness, new codes of the mother. And I think it's really interesting that at this time, when all of this light is coming in to finally bring in the original womb wisdom that was known from ancient civilizations, now we have all of this oppression of like, you're not allowed to gather as women. That's like offensive to people that don't consider themselves women. And it's like, but we're finally waking up to the path of the womb.
Yeah.
And now you're gonna shut it down again?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a synchro. Like, I don't think that that's, you know, it's very well planned, let's say, right? But again, it's nothing to like shut down. It's just being able to see, okay, how can I bring more love into that scenario? How can I make a better understanding within myself that as I carry the codes of the womb, so do my brothers and sisters, wherever they are in their journey, right? And so as I carry them and as I ground them, I share it with them. Because, by the way, just because someone doesn't have a physical womb doesn't exempt them from this work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they too are partners, or the men, or anyone in between. Hello? They also have the responsibility to experience these codes and also anchor it within themselves. So they're gonna have to do the work too. It just happens to be that we're the ones who bring in the baby first, or we bring in the codes first, and then we share it with the world.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think people who do have wounds can be extremely defensive over, because there's so much power in it, and it's okay to be defensive. It's also, you know, be easy with it, you know?
Yeah.
Wants to identify, you know, and that's okay.
That's okay too.
I feel like it's okay to have certain spaces. places for certain people, because that's where you feel safe,
yeah,
seen and heard.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not saying we're not all for anyone who isn't identifying as a woman. It's, this is a safe space for people who identify and who don't.
Yeah.
As long as you are accepting and loving of that,
yes,
and want to be empathetic towards everyone's experiences. And I wish I could just tell everybody that.
Yeah.
You should just be empathetic towards everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so sad how people are, like, so unaccepting of everybody being different, because it's like, why? It's just because you are something in yourself that you're not happy with, because what makes you unaccepting of somebody being themselves?
Yeah,
right.
And I always come back to, like, when we think about these things, right, that are causing so much chaos in life, I feel like womb wisdom always brings us back to the earth, because
mm-hmm.
it's like Gaia, holds all the codes. So if you think about it in the sense of, like, if you have a plant garden, right, you're not biased towards a vegetable or a fruit or an herb. You just, if you're a gardener, and I'm not a gardener, so I don't have that experience, but I know many people who are, I know that certain plants grow better with others, so you have to separate certain ones. You're not discriminating. You just understand the energetics and the needs and the nurturing and the requirements of each and every soul of that plant, right? So it's that mother consciousness of understanding you're all different, you all need different kinds of spaces, and you're all the same.
Yeah.
And you all need the same amount of love, right?
Yeah.
That's the mother.
Right. And I think, like, this day and age, we're starting to recognize more and accept more, because I feel like it was known, like you said earlier, that everybody had different paths and identifications, but we forgot that for a period of time.
And we just made two boxes.
Yeah, and now it's just so brand new all over again, and it's freaking out.
Yes.
But it's like you said with the garden, I'm a gardener.
Okay, there you go.
I know that basil will grow wonderfully next to tomatoes and, you know, like, certain things.
Right.
And
imagine,
like,
someone telling you, how dare you? Why don't you bring basil to the eggplants or something,
and
you
it's
know?
Like, it's not erasing, when you put the basil by itself, it's not erasing the tomato. Or when you're putting the basil next to the tomato, it's not erasing the rosemary. It's just like, there's a really good space right here for these two plants. Just like there's a really good space for people who identify as a woman and who have a womb,
yeah,
because that's where they thrive.
Yeah, and that's where you learn and activate each other's codes, and it's like, that could be so regenerative, right?
And you shouldn't erase anybody's experience because it doesn't include everybody, because nothing will include everybody, you know?
Right.
A potato is never going to grow in the same space a tomato will, but that's
there you go. That's a great example, right?
So it just... I think that's a state of consciousness too.
Totally.
And you have to, like, learn and accept that. And it takes time for everyone. Some people won't even learn that. Mm-hmm.
Completely.
It's lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Did you want to say anything?
No, this is I'm just so
it's so cool, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad. Okay. The masculine arrived. Okay, so I just want to know, like, a show of hands, or maybe have you connected with your womb? Because we're on a spiritual journey here, right? So have you connected with your womb in that journey, or have you sort of heard that conversation?
I feel like I have. Yeah. I feel like I'm a very, like, nurturing person, just kind of naturally. And, yeah, that's, like, always the main focus.
Yeah, I think now that I'm pregnant, I've been like, okay, on the way here, I've been struggling a lot with not having a connection with the baby, because I'm only 12 weeks, so, and I've had a miscarriage before, so it's been like a fear that I'm going to lose the baby, and so I've been worried, like, I'm not going to be a good mom because I'm not connecting so early, but on the way here, it's like, it kind of just hit me, like, I'm terrified of losing this baby, and that is a connection. And instead of looking at it as a negative thing, take it and look at it as I am feeling that connection with my baby already, and I need to turn that into a positive instead of looking at it as a negative. So I think I'm starting to connect because of my experience. You know, this was like, you know, my womb saying, all right, it's it's time to connect. It's time to listen to each other.
Yeah.
And I've been on this spiritual journey for about a year now, and I think I'm finally starting to understand the different parts of my body.
Yeah.
And now that I'm here, I feel like I didn't even know this is what today was going to be, but I love it. I love hearing this because I think it's I was almost like meant to.
Yeah.
Come here and listen to all of this.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and I love that. You know, it's so funny because you. Like you said, first of all, you were like, I'm not sure if I'm listening to my womb, or I'm learning to listen, right?
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. It's like, we're already listening. It's just sometimes we get those messages that we don't want to hear. That's a message in itself.
Yeah.
You're horribly terrified. Like, that's a message.
Yeah.
That's a huge message. But if you shut that first message down, why would you be allowed to listen to anything else, right?
Yeah.
So now that you're listening, it's like, oh, I can sit with that. I can sit with the fear of the mother, and you know, like, that's a tremendous responsibility.
Right, because not every message that you receive is going to be like.
You're not going to love it all. It's not all going to be fluffy and flowers.
Yeah, and I'm starting to learn that not everything you're hearing is going to be positive, and even the negatives will have a positive part to it if you
yeah.
just listen to it correctly, and that's what I'm starting to learn.
Yeah.
And it's starting to really like hit me that I need to look at all of it and say,
yeah.
okay, what is the lesson behind it?
Yeah, and just also to sort of be like clear on that too, like part of the womb wisdom and the womb traditions and the mother wisdom is that I think we've also sort of gotten in this masculine approach of like positive, negative, you know,
mm-hmm.
if it's negative, I have to have a lesson. And if it's, there's a lesson, I have
yeah.
to have learned, and I have to become a better human being
yeah.
from that lesson, from the negativity. And it's sort of like the mother just knows.
Yeah.
She just knows that it's all divine.
Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of like,
yeah.
okay, so you're in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Right. Like,
maybe there's no lesson, but how do you feel? And
right.
how does that, and maybe do you want to sit with that for a few days and like
right.
journal or whatever and never have to label it and never maybe
yeah.
even receive any lesson, but allow the wisdom of fear to move through you.
I
right?
love that because I feel like, you know, now that you say that, there doesn't have to be a lesson with everything.
There's so
right
much
now.
Less stress,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and every feeling you have stems from something.
Yeah.
So it's like, what experience did I go through? And maybe do I need to let that go?
Oh yeah.
And if there's not a lesson to every single thing, that you know, that's up to me to determine, okay, is this actually a lesson or is this something that I need to look back in my experiences and think on and let go.
Yeah.
And not let it hold me down anymore.
Yeah, and I keep feeling like the whole lessons thing is a very like you're on a spiritual journey, it's very masculine, you have to have a lesson for everything that you experience and do, and you know, it's very from when I tap into it, that's what it feels like. Whereas I've been lately, I've had these meditations where, so there's this, when we think about like life, right? Like the substance of life, which is what we hold between our fingertips. It's the air, it's matter, it's the substance of the universe, right? It's the creation. If you want to think of it as like black matter, does that make sense? So everything stems from black matter, from the darkness. And it's like, there's black matter, and that means there's source consciousness in everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything has source consciousness in it. And not just things that you touch, but all experiences are made up of this cosmic consciousness, of this black matter. So when we think of fear, or when we think of experiences, if you sort of start to paint them with this black matter of consciousness, of this great cosmic mother who is creating everything that needs to be created at every single moment of every single breath, right? It's almost like it's sparking a divinity of darkness in there. And we say darkness because darkness is just what we cannot yet mentally understand. That's why it's dark, as soon as we understand it and process it, it now becomes light, right? It's only fear because you cannot see past it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see past it and open the door, now there's light, right? So dark doesn't mean bad, because when you think of the elements of as darkness, of as the matter that creates all lives and all worlds, inherently it holds source consciousness, right? Inherently it holds the codes of life. So if we can start to get out of this perception of like, this is my fear, this is sort of mentalizing everything and coming back to, again, that womb wisdom of everything is encrypted with this source consciousness.
This tapestry is perfect for that.
I know, I'm like looking at it, and this is like, and these are all of the original paintings, right? It was like they knew the masculine sun and the feminine moon, and it's just, it's always been written, it's always been known.
And even like, I was gonna go back to when you said, like, in the back of your head, you hear like a voice being like, it's fine, like, everything's gonna be okay. Like, that's the same thing, like, something in you knows that no matter what happens, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of hearing it too, just like looking at you being like, I don't know what's going on, but it's gonna be okay.
Yeah. Over the past year, I've started to learn that everything will work out. Even so, I've had a horrible year. I've gone through, I don't know if this was a spiritual awakening, but extreme depression and, you know, being suicidal and not being happy. And then now I'm on the other side of it. And it's like, you have to really think about where it stems from. And that now that I'm on the other side of it, everything did work out exactly the way it was supposed to.
And but probably not the way you thought it would.
Yeah, I mean, I always think if I told myself 5 years ago that I would be married, living in Hawaii, and on a spiritual journey, pregnant at 21, that I
can't even make that up.
But now I look back and like, it actually worked out perfectly. If I had gone on the path that I had set out for myself, that I thought was right, it would have worked out. It wasn't going to be good for me.
Right.
The path that was already set out for me, and that, like, you know, something was nudging me in that direction. And, like, you know, sometimes you have to kind of get a big nudge to finally listen. Like, all right, I'm paying attention now. Let's do this.
Are you from Hawaii?
No, I'm not.
I'm from
South Carolina.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
My grandma was from South Carolina.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I just moved here too, and somebody in Guy told me that Hawaii is being built before.
Yeah, there's a lot of feminine energy here. Deep, deep feminine energy. Yeah.
I love hearing that. I honestly, I didn't want to move here. I was really upset about moving here because my husband's in the military, and I felt like this isn't.
I've never heard that. I was really upset about moving to Hawaii.
I've heard a lot of people.
Have
like
you?
Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's too small.
Oh, it's very different.
Yeah, and
it is weird too.
I know.
And I think I have, like, a lot of it was being so far away from family. And, you know, I kept thinking, like, I'm finally on good terms with my family. I'm finally on good terms with my husband's family. And now we're being taken away. We're halfway across the world from everything that I know.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that I'm looking back on it and I'm trying to understand the experience that it was meant to. I had to learn how to be that independent and to learn more about myself, because now that I'm going back home pretty soon, I know how to stick up for myself.
Yeah.
I set my boundaries. I understand myself. I understand my body so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just incredible to see that experience.
And that's a big part of the path of the mother, right? Really anchoring into your power, not according to what everyone else is telling you it should look like or be like, but what does it look like to you, you know? And that's one of the next things I want to talk about, is starting to truly anchor into your power as the feminine via your womb, right? So first and foremost, let's talk about how the womb plays a role in your life, okay? And I think the most practical way, because we talk about it in a million ways, but would you like to take a seat?
I just miss so much. I didn't want to intrude.
Come on in.
Oh, careful. The camera's next to you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So I think one of the most practical things to look at is so when we talk about power, it's to me a big part of it. Welcome. What is your name?
I'm Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, thank you for joining.
I actually have a question for you.
Yeah.
So this is, I wanted to meet you. This is an area where I personally have a lot of trauma and a lot of deep connection. Always, I am an RN by profession, and women's health is definitely my true passion. But I no longer have a physical womb. And that's, it's a lot. It's a lot. And I took a lot of time before I got to that, and I did have a very understanding physician who didn't rush me into that. And, you know, he strongly, every time I went, are you resolved with this? No, not really, but I'm miserable. And I cannot live this way. And this is before I knew all of the things that I could have done to really facilitate healing within myself. And I was living every day in misery. So now I have almost like this blockage where I don't even feel like worthy to explore things that heal something that I don't have.
Yeah.
And so I don't even know if I belong in this space.
You do. You can still hold that space.
Do you feel inside that you belong in this space?
I mean, I'm deeply, deeply, deeply connected with my divine feminine. Deeply.
I want to hear just one word. Do you feel that you belong here? You don't have to think about it. You already know. Just say it.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah, say it louder.
Yes.
Guess what? Place your hands on your womb because it's still there. Huge breath into your womb space and welcome her into here, into all of the womb spaces and all of the womb mysteries, in all of your feminine. Welcome her back. Let her reclaim her space in your body and in your life. Like, you know that she belongs there. So happy that you're here. So perfect. I can't believe it took that long to get you here. Welcome. Yeah. And I don't know if you were listening while we were talking about holding spaces where people feel like they're a part of it and they're not. I don't know if you were here or not, but this is so perfect because we have so many women in your standing in your shoes who feel like they want to belong, but for some reason they can't.
Oh, yeah, I definitely carry all of that.
Yeah.
I've had so many miscarriages.
Yeah.
So much trauma.
Yeah.
Which is why I know what equips me to be able to heal the way that I heal better.
Yeah. And this is exactly what womb wisdom is. Because it's, remember that I said earlier, wisdom is not something that you read. You may have never come across it, but you live it. You carry it. And so the womb is a portal that cannot be physically taken out. And that's a big distortion that we've been living in, right? In the medical institutions and what they have, the way that they've worked with the womb. And I'm specializing a lot in womb trauma and understanding how to process this trauma and understanding how to work with the portal of the womb, whether it's physically there or not. Because what the medical institutions have done does not do anything to what the woman can access. And I just want to be super clear about that. Just because physically you can remove something from inside the body, yeah, mentally, from that distorted point of view, it's gone. But the ability as women who were born with wombs to connect to that substance of life, that's wisdom that's activated in your body that cannot be taken away from you. This is why the witches were burnt at the stake, because you can't get rid of them. You can take out their wombs, you can hurt them, but you can't get rid of their wisdom. Even when you kill them, they'll still come back in spirit, right? You cannot get rid of that wisdom. So yes, and the distorted, you know, institutions and the history that we've been on, they're trying to get rid of the wisdom via surgery and all these other things. But, and this is what womb wisdom to me is about. Womb wisdom is about activating the wisdom of your body. And no one can take that from you. And it's living, because look at what is awakening within you.
That divine feminine and the wisdom candle together on the last
night. Talk about magic, candle magic. Yeah. Yeah. So know that not only do you belong here, but it is your responsibility, girl, to be here and show up. Because if your womb is calling you, you need to answer to that womb.
I don't want to shift the focus on me, because I have a lot. I feel visible pain right now where I should not even be feeling pain. Like, there's that much trauma.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to go through a lot just inviting that.
And just sitting here, you know, like, just be, maybe this is just for you an opportunity to soften. Right, to soften and be like what we were talking about earlier. There's this fear, right? So we're like, we're being eaten up alive by this fear, but we're not realizing that all of the emotions, most especially fear, is the mother awaken you and saying, do you remember these emotions? Let me hold you in the darkness and the unknowing of these emotions. Let me cradle you in this. And just know that you're held. And now it's time to, even if you're full of fear, right? In the middle of my abortion, I knew it was so clear. I had two options. I either grasp on because I'm in so much fear that I literally can physically and mentally hurt myself and start cutting off connections in my body, because that's how much fear I have in my body running through me right now, or I surrender so much that I let my entire body go. And if anybody has done a medical abortion, you probably know the effects of what happens when you take those pills. You have to let go. You have to be held. And now maybe it's just an opportunity just to be held. Do you want to go to the bathroom?
That is not my energy, by the way. I don't know who's feeling sick right now. Oh my gosh,
are you feeling sick?
No.
I don't know. Don't worry, it's okay. There's a lot of energy coming in.
She had something on her mind earlier. I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah.
So I'm glad she's releasing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It can be a lot, too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go for it. Let's take a little bathroom break.
Even what I was going to say to her before you left was like the first thing that she told me, I just met her like a couple hours ago, and the first thing she said, like she shook my hand and she started talking about how it's her life goal to like start a facility where all women can come and start to like, I don't know if I should be telling you this or she should, but she was saying like she just wants to like be either a midwife again or have a place where all types of women can come for any types of care. So like I was gonna say not only are we happy that you're in here, but like she's right, like we need you to come here
of all days. Yeah.
That's literally the first thing that she said that was in passion was one time.
That's so crazy.
And so it's implemented in her.
Yeah.
She is a kid, like a mother.
Yeah.
We were just having a conversation that this space is welcome to anyone who does or does not have a woman.
Isn't that crazy?
She was meant to be here.
Yeah.
The dark, like she's seen the worst of it, and so for her to want to be a healer, like she's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, like, I think this is a perfect example of how, again, like, remember how I was saying, like, the womb is what anchors the spirit into the body? And I think a spiritual journey, like, we've made spiritual journeys to be spiritual, like, only spirit, like, unseen, untouchable. But I think we're in this part of our ascension process as a collective where it's more physical than ever. And I think sometimes we play down on that, or we don't make it as important, like, oh, the body is not important, right? So, like, and I think we're realizing that it's extreme. Our process of spiritual journeying is so physical.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, yeah.
I'm just gonna not participate in that. I don't want to disrupt. You're not disrupting anything.
We were actually just talking about how I think it's important that you're here. We were having conversations that were similar to what you're going through before you got here. I have candies that help with nausea and mints.
It's just,
you said that spirit made you come to Hawaii.
Spirit did make me
randomly come to Hawaii. I don't think it was for the readings, I think it was for this.
I don't know, but whoever that was, no thank you. I never fell off.
Well, you just accepted that you're supposed to be here.
Mm. Yeah,
it's a lot under physically.
I think I actually have ginger candies too, because I get nausea from time to time. We all have ginger.
That's actually got a lot of sugar too. And peppermint.
Why not?
Something that we were talking about was how the darkness to be able to fully come out and kind of learn everything that you were meant to learn in your soul's journey. And the first thing that you said to me when we just met was how it's your dream to open up women's health care.
Oh, it's the alcohol that's in it, and it only works for about 5 seconds, and it's tricking your brain to thinking that it's not
nauseated,
and it still actually is. Yeah. It's okay. Some deep breathing. I got this.
Yeah, so we can all take one hand on our heart and one hand on our womb, and then close your eyes. And just start to slow down our breath. As you start to slow down your breath, see if you can start to drop your awareness and drop your breath down into the space of the womb. Allowing the womb to expand and soften. To take up more space than usual. And just soften to all of the muscles and the organs in that area around the low back and the hips, the root and the sacral chakra. And so as you expand into that, you allow yourself to be held by this area of the womb. We're just going to tap into the living wisdom of our bodies. So our bodies are this beautiful, living, intelligent beings that are inherently carrying the codes of the feminine, codes of the womb. And see if you can think of maybe one or two things in your life that help you connect to the feminine aspect of life. Or maybe just help you step into your feminine and nurture that aspect of yourself. Allow your body to speak to you and show you. And then once you have that, take a deep breath in and a deep breath out to reset. Bring your awareness back into the room and then drop your palms and open your eyes. We're going to talk a little bit about connecting to the wisdom of the feminine and the wisdom of the womb in our bodies and how to come back to that, right? Because I think when we talk about womb wisdom and divine feminine, again, like we sort of put it in this box, right? And I want us to get out of that box and explore, because the feminine has a million faces, right? And like we said, it's the goddess with the white light, but it's also the dark mother with death and portals of birthing, right? So it's so vast that she has no name and she has no description, right? And every time we try to give her a description, like, she's like, nope, I'm not that, let me show you another aspect, right? So I want to talk a little bit about how to activate this wisdom of the womb, or how to really connect to the wisdom of the feminine in our bodies. And I just actually recorded a podcast episode on this, and when the podcast episode came through, the medicine of the feminine came in as the four seasons of the menstrual cycle, which was really pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that. So before I go over that, I just want to go around and see if you got anything at all, if you want to share, like, what was it for you?
I said, appreciation of, just life and emotions, and then, protection in every aspect, and then intimacy in any way.
Yeah, powerful. Yeah, and so funny how you need that protection of life to have that intimacy, right? It's all one.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I have a Cancer moon and a Cancer ascendant.
Oh, there we go.
How many times do you cry a day?
Yeah. Are you currently breastfeeding? Okay. All right.
I got some stuff, but it's
not to share. Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out.
You don't have to have an answer, by the way. It's totally fine. That's the whole point of the conversation. Yeah.
I like hearing y'all's answers on, because I'm still at the beginning, I'm still learning to connect with the spiritual aspect, so I'm not sure, but I think it'll come to me later.
Okay.
Because I'm still learning and trying to listen to her.
And then, there's a tree that I really like to visit in Alamana Beach Park. And then one day I got the message from the tree. It was just, open to receive my love. And then so I just connected with the tree and nature and that mothering, just it's there.
Is the feminine, though, just to receive? That's it. Mm-hmm. Receive. That's literally it.
I love that you got it from the tree too.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about earlier how a lot of people visualize the feminine as a flower, and I think we're more of a tree, mm-hmm. the picture behind you.
Exactly. It's so perfect.
A sturdy trunk and a sturdy root.
Yes.
And root system to go underneath that nobody sees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything that you go through and experience, like your menstrual cycle,
which anchors you.
No one really sees that.
We do see that. Science shows you that. The tree of life is in your breast.
And it's underneath the surface.
That's how you feed and nurture your child.
Exactly. But the leaves and everything are soft and fragile. And exactly what you were saying, the two sides of feminine, it's not masculine and feminine, it's feminine and feminine, and the two sides of it, it's the trunk.
You believe flowers to be weak or fragile, because I don't.
Yeah, no,
they
not
have
at
the
all.
Audacity to push through the ground, to grow out of the mud, and to still have these soft petals, but to be formidable enough to come out and just bloom, just because why?
Right, or have you ever seen a flower that's beautiful but it smells so bad? And it's not what you're expecting.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what the feminine is. It looks a certain way, but it's not what you're expecting when you look in. And I think the tree, that you heard that from the tree, is perfect.
Yeah.
It's like you're really hearing it from the mother. Because
we
are sturdy and we are soft at the same time, and that doesn't make us fragile. It makes us
completely anchored.
That reminds me of Pocahontas. Do you remember the scene
Grandmother Willow.
Yeah, I remember
Willow.
Yeah. She goes there and she's just talking to Grandmother Willow.
Yes, yeah, one of my favorite movies. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the whole thing, right? It's like, can we sort of make our perspective or allow our perspective of the feminine to broaden, you know? And yeah, I mean, all of Gaia, all of nature, nature is the mother, right? We come from nature. We're made up of the same minerals as nature, right?
Yeah.
So what I got was, and usually it's so beautiful because that's a really good way, it's a really easy way to tap into your mm-hmm. feminine body and say, what do I need right now,
mm-hmm.
you know? So what I got was a candlelight with a beautiful meal. And to me, my relationship to food has also been a journey in itself,
yeah.
right? Yeah, like so many women, right? And then fire to me is like so warming the body, right? It's fire, it's the darkness, because I love dark spaces. I love being in the darkness. I love being in mm-hmm. meditation. And then just having that place of warmth, light, you know? It's like, that to me is so soothing. And it's important to connect to these things more often, right? Like, because it'll change from moment to moment. But if you allow yourself to tap in and say, what do I need? And can I do that for myself? That's how you'll start to activate your feminine. Well, maybe that's what my soul needs right now. Maybe I need a candlelight dinner, whether it's at home or whatever, right? And that would lead me to the next thing and the next thing.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about womb wisdom, we talk about this part of ourselves that, like I said earlier, you can't touch it. I mean, I have an outline, I have notes, but it's whatever your soul receives today. It's not about what I wrote, you know? That's just my mind putting things in perspective. But the feminine is the subconscious, right? It's the part of ourselves that we cannot touch and see, yet we know, right? So if you can't touch it and see it, and all we've been learned to do is, well, the only way to learn things is by reading, right, or by going to school, how do you activate it? How do you activate your body's wisdom? How do you activate womb wisdom, right? You can't touch your womb, you can't see it, maybe it's not there anymore. So how do you activate that wisdom, right? Well, like we said in the beginning, wisdom is not something that is given to you. Wisdom is something that you ingest, and then you have to experience, and then you have to integrate and process. And then in that process, it becomes wisdom, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to start exploring, and maybe you can call this like homework from the workshop, is kind of like, what would it look like for me to start activating the womb wisdom in my body, or the feminine in my body, right? So the medicine that came in, and what I could do actually is I can email you ladies like this PDF, because it came out really cool. I'm just going to go through some of the things, but in regards to the elements, using the elements to activate your body's wisdom, right? So when we think about water, for example, water came through as part of, if you have a cycle still, it's part of the menses time. So in menses, like when we're pregnant, we're these completely open channels to the divine. And so it's a very sacred time of our lives to allow our subconscious to be fully seen. It's a time where, and this is why a lot of women will feel cranky and stuff while they're bleeding, but in reality it's because your deep subconscious is at the very forefront. And so that is also signified in the elemental world by water. Water is the subconscious, water is the depths, because water, yeah, me too, as a Cancer too, like it's my medicine, right?
Yeah.
It's, but water carries information, and how much information water carries, there's no limit to it. If you ever looked at the science of water, right, it's beyond our understanding. So water is known to be a part of a reflection of our subconscious. So maybe connecting to water in different ways is a great way to start activating the feminine and your womb wisdom. Can you all think of ways to do that? Like taking a bath or going in the ocean, or
something like a mermaid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy, and I said like this year has been horrible for me, and I didn't miss something here. But before I moved here, I hated going in the ocean. It scared me. because I don't want to, you know, I couldn't see my feet where we live.
You cannot see, right?
And that scared me. And we got out here, and my dad actually came to visit, and I went down. We were at Kailua, and I went down into the water, and I like dived in, and I was like really swimming in the water. And he said later, like, you know, I loved watching you swim.
Was this while you were pregnant?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was about a year ago.
Okay. Okay.
And probably like at the beginning of this spiritual journey for me.
Yeah.
And I think that was the beginning of it, was connecting with water. I didn't even like, it took a year for me to circle back to it.
Yeah.
Because I'm still scared of the ocean, but I can get in farther and farther, and I swim in the ocean. I love going. I already beg my husband, like, we gotta go.
Yeah.
To the beach really bad.
Ask her why you're afraid of her.
Yeah.
Because there's some, tell you a secret. That's what I tell my clients all the time. Where there's fear, there's power.
Mm-hmm.
There's intuition, there's memories.
Yeah.
Ask her why you're afraid of her. Because it's not necessarily something that you need to be kept from, but it's something that if there's so much of something there, your body's just like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't processed it yet, so ask.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you were definitely meant to be here. Before you came in, we were talking about my fear. I'm pregnant, I'm 12 weeks pregnant.
Yeah,
I've had a miscarriage before, and I've had this fear that I'm not connecting with my baby, and that I'm not going
to
be a good mom.
Oh, you need to go to the ocean.
Yeah.
That's... the ocean is it. That is where the water of your womb, that's her, that's Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
She loves mothers and babies.
I love it. I think it was, I was definitely supposed to come today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spirituality is accessible.
Mm-hmm.
She's accessible. She's the mother of fishes. I don't know that you had trouble getting pregnant before, but it seems like you did.
Mm-hmm.
Until you swam, and that's what opened up your womb. That's what she's showing me. It seems like it happened pretty quickly right after that, when you started experiencing that. Also know that water contains your intuition.
Yeah.
I really need you to go to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I know what you're supposed to do, but I'm so not supposed to tell you. So, because she wants you to talk to her.
Yeah.
Go there and listen. As my ear is ringing, right? Go there and listen. Go listen. Ask her questions. She's going to show you what to do. And it's okay if you find yourself an hour later and you've done all of this stuff that you didn't even, like, why did I do that? How did I know to do? Like, don't be afraid of that. Just be guided. Just be led.
Yeah.
Go there. Your baby's going to be fine. Your baby's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so funny because you're telling her to listen. And the first thing you said is, I'm learning to listen. And I'm like, yeah, sure. You already know how to listen, right? It's just like... just trusting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just trusting it.
And what I heard was, she's going to be okay.
And that's it.
And
that's all that matters.
Yeah, in the back of my head.
Yeah.
You were saying it out loud. And
yeah.
I finally felt that connection that I was feeling like I was missing before.
I've been staring at your baby the whole time you've been here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm drawn to all the babies.
Yeah. And so that's why I think, too, it's so perfect that the medicine wheel, right? It's like, connect to water. That's a great way to, especially if you're pregnant, right? Like, because like I said, there's this connection between menses and pregnancy. It's like that subtlety of water and swimming in the subconscious, right? You're scared because there's this infinite depth of consciousness in the water that you can access when you're in there, right?
Like, I remember I felt like when I was little, I would go into the ocean, and that was like my favorite part of the beach. And like, what I would do is, the wave would come, and I would go underneath as it crashed, and like let it kind of like roll over me, and I would like put my arms out, and I would like, I could see in my mind kind of like a being of the water, like
you are a mermaid.
Yeah.
You are literally actually a mermaid. I'm not sure if you know that. Right?
I could see like a spirit in the ocean. I would like just connect with her, And I would do this when I was little.
Yeah.
I mean, so I just wasn't sure if there was like a spirit in the ocean or something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the whole thing too, like through ancient, I'm going to start wrapping this up because we're getting to the end, but like through the ancient traditions, yeah, water has always been known to be the carrier of that, because the infinite amount of information that water carries is only up to the seer, right? It's only up to the person receiving the water, right? Because in one little molecule, it can hold so much. So yeah, absolutely. There's so much intelligence, and that's why it's so beautiful, because you can't see it, can't really touch it, but it's there.
Yeah.
And if you ask and you listen, it's gonna come.
Yeah.
You know, so find different ways of connecting with water, and see how that starts to activate your feminine and your womb wisdom.
This class was so perfect with like every single type of person that could have been in here.
Right? And we all have such different journeys, and yet they're all so similar, and
yeah.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. So I'm gonna go through the next three seasons too. Another thing by the way, they came in, the medicine came in through the menstrual cycle, but it doesn't matter about the menstrual cycle, it's just a cool way that it came in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So also with water came sound. So connect with sound. Notice what sounds you take in during the day, what music you're listening to. Sound healing is a really powerful way to sound is said to be like the language of the feminine, okay? So how we speak, what we speak, right? And also what sounds we take in is a great way to start activating the feminine within. Okay, the next one is during springtime, pre-ovulation. And what came in through that was plants and herbs and the earth and the ground. The element was earth during pre-ovulation. And because springtime, inner spring, is a time where you're coming out of the depths of the subconscious, it's like you're coming out of the soil. So connecting to herbs and plants and essential oils, and then also connecting to movement. I'm finding too that, again, even in my own journey, like when I had that huge spiritual awakening, I stopped moving, and I moved all my life. And it was like there's this cut, and I stopped moving. And that stopped grounding the information of the ethers into my body, because it was like, it's okay, you don't need to grow, you don't need to move, you don't need your body.
I did the same thing.
It's crazy. And it was only once I started to move again that I was able to anchor in
like
more.
Teach yourself, because you like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
I kind of went through that same circle. Like, I was very like enlightened and getting on all to all of it. And then I was like, I'll be fine, I don't have to meditate. Like, I'll be fine, like, blah, blah, blah. And then it builds up, and you're like, wait. How come I taught myself how to do these things, and then I like talked myself into not needing them, but I learned to do them for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we're physical beings, right? So like we need to, and we're just energy.
Yeah.
So moving, whether it's dancing, I love working out, and I also love dancing, or any other kind of physical movement that you appreciate, you know? Really good medicine for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, I think too, like really understanding that so many of us have stopped connecting to our like our natural ability to move, right? Like our expressive ability to move, whether it's dance, like whatever that looks like, because that the more we liberate ourselves through movement, the more we liberate ourselves to, okay, what else does activating the divine feminine and womb wisdom look like for me, you know?
Yeah.
And you stop
so on point.
Yeah.
What has been going on with my life and the people around me and what I've been telling them, women who are needing healing, and this is what I've been, because my roots are, most of them are African and Caribbean, and so, you know, we call it whining. I'm like, open up that sacral,
so
like, move that energy, like, whine, and then
so
someone
powerful.
Just recently came into my life, you know, well, obviously I'm here in Hawaii, and she teaches Polynesian dance, you know, she's Samoan, and she teaches, like, all the different, and, you know, so I'm like, she's helping heal sacral through those dances, which is very similar, but also different.
Yes.
Because in like, Latino dances and African, we do move our, we move the whole body.
Yeah.
Like, there's isolation, but that whole body is.
Yeah.
It's very much, but that's water.
So
it's moving. You don't want stagnant water.
Uh-uh.
It's not living water.
Mm-hmm.
Living water is moving and motion, which is energy in motion, which again is what.
Okay. It's so beautiful, right? It's so beautiful. Yeah, that's how the feminine works, right? Like all these connections, and it's just never ending. Yeah. Okay, and then we get into ovulation, summertime. The element that came in was wind. Right? Wind. So like air. It's so funny when we first started, when we opened the space, I felt the wind come in and just blew everything in, right? It was so beautiful. And wind carries this aspect of it cannot be heard, but it is known, right? So sometimes, like you said, learning to listen to what cannot be heard. And that is the intuitive, that's the mother, that's how she sends her messages. And that's the wisdom. How do you tap into that subtlety of life without making the noise, right? That's the beautiful part of it. And that takes a little practice, right? Because you have to be sensitive enough and you have to be tapped into the subtle enough, but then it's also like, all right, then I come into my power and I stand in that and I anchor in that and I move around in the world in that, right? So balancing that, so bringing in the element of wind, and the medicine of the inner summer is exactly what we're doing now. It's gathering, it's conversation, it's community, it's being able to embrace each other in our life paths and share our stories and learn from each other and be like, wow, you are my medicine and I am yours. And that is feminine medicine, you know, understanding that we can only do this coming together, right? And that's so beautiful. And then lastly, premenses, the medicine of emotion, right? So like during pregnancy or during premenses, oftentimes, or even just, you know, the typical distortion of, oh, women are so overly emotional, right? They're so chaotic. If we can start to tap into the wisdom of our emotions and understand that just like feelings, just like these little nudges of fear or whatever, there's so much medicine in that. And if we can start to open ourselves to say, what is this emotion trying to tell me? Right, have more discernment in that, because yes, the feminine is chaotic, but she is intelligent in her chaos. And I think that's something that we have forgotten. We've made the feminine to be this chaotic, emotional volcano of eruption, and there's so much intelligence that unless you're tapped in, you can't see it, right? And we know that. We know when there's volcanic eruptions, we're like, oh, that's Pele, she's giving it messages, right? But if you're not tapped into the feminine, you're like, we're losing it, where everybody's gonna die, you're just in fear, right? Those are two totally different perspectives, right?
Just move out of the way.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that's about to happen. I channeled that last night in my dreams, and I may have accidentally gotten a rock from the beach last night that ended up in my purse. It's going back today. It's going back today. It was totally an accident. I was dancing in the water, and I was doing my thing, and I went to change the music on my phone, and I just sat it down right there on top of my purse, and by the time I got done doing what I was doing with my phone, I forgot what the rock was in my
hand. It's all good.
Because I have been taking rocks and putting them. Anyway, it's going back. But, yeah, she's probably about to...
Yeah.
She's about to do a thing.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's needed for whatever reason she needs to.
Yeah. And it's been happening. There's been a few eruptions, but it's like, if we could tap into that, you know, if we could tap into the emotion of the earth. And we can do that.
I heard something interesting yesterday. This person who was transitioning into male started taking like male hormones and found that when she wanted to cry, couldn't feel certain emotions that she would normally naturally feel while she was taking male hormones, which is really interesting.
Has
she ever, like, did she say she's experiencing like other emotions?
I think she focused on was just like the repression, just based off simply taking the hormones. Her emotions were not accessible. And then the whole thing was about her transitioning to male and then back into female.
Oh, wow.
Interesting, too.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Very interesting. But that part was just.
You know what I would take from that, just from a medical perspective,
mm-hmm.
and somebody who is on the LGBTQIA plus train.
I would
venture to say that it wasn't that the emotions were inaccessible. They're not accessible in the same way.
Yeah.
You do not experience things in the same way in that body. Because
mm-hmm.
actually what happens from a scientific perspective, and why men don't like us when we have our menses, our cycle, is we are never more in our power than in that moment, because that's when your testosterone is actually heightened.
Yeah.
They don't like that they're getting them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like
exactly.
that they're getting this raw, like, I'm not hiding it. I'm just coming at you
yeah.
with the pure, unadulterated energy and power
mm-hmm.
right here in your face. And they can't take that from
yeah.
this vessel. Because
yeah.
they've forgotten who they are. The divine masculine has been effed up from centuries, guys. I don't know what we're going to do about that. But
the chemical
yeah.
that causes us to be emotional on our periods is testosterone.
Yes.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
you guys, they say that, like, the cycle that we go through a month.
Yes.
Men have every single
every
day.
Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like more emotional than we could ever be, but they just have no idea how to like communicate.
But I think it's because like men and boys aren't taught to tap into that feminine. Because what we're
yes.
talking about
right.
earlier is that everybody has a feminine,
mm-hmm.
but they're not taught to tap into that. And I feel
yeah.
like we've been kind of stifled down not to tap into it. Because, you know, like I remember growing up, if I was about to start my period or whatever, if I ever. Or sad or whatever, it was always written off as, well, I'm just on my period because that's what was taught.
Right,
you know?
It's like
and
some
it
kind
like
of injury.
Off.
Yeah.
And instead, now I tap into it. It's like, this is just how I'm feeling and I'm going to go through it. And then I feel like now that I understand the emotions, you can go through them better.
Yeah.
You can get, not get over things, but let go of a situation more and understand it.
Yeah.
But men are, not tapping into that feminine, so it just boils up,
mm-hmm.
and that's the it's interesting.
Yeah, I
yeah.
feel like they put a lot of pressure on themselves to like
yeah,
because they feel like they have to provide and protect, so they're like kind of like trying to come off as strong. Or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
that socialization, like you said, that has a
yeah.
lot to do with that. But the whole point of emotions is not to become them.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
sit
yeah.
with them, you experience them, you process them, you figure out what you're supposed to do there, what's supposed to change, and all of that, but you don't have to become them. And not none of us, but neither the masculine nor the feminine as a whole have necessarily been taught to do so, because
mm-hmm.
we've been reduced to being the roles of the nurturer, and the protector,
and
that's
it, right?
Yeah.
And that's the whole distortion.
Now we're told
yeah.
that there's not
there's
as much
nothing
power
else.
In being a nurturer as there is, because there's so much power
yeah.
in being
yeah.
a nurturer and a provider.
Yeah.
There's so much power in being a protector, but it's not a gender role. And once
yeah.
you learn that and accept that, you know, like my husband and I, we are very like equal on an equal plane, and we're super open about that. And I think it. Intimidates a lot of people who don't understand that,
right.
you know, these, you know, being a protector and a nurturer doesn't have a gender. It just, it doesn't fit. It's
mm-hmm.
not, that puzzle piece doesn't fit in with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And once you
yeah.
let go of that idea, it's like, I mean, I've been the happiest I've been the last few months. Or my marriage is great because we both, like, got to that understanding and point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and really making that okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the womb wisdom, is making, creating a space where you can nurture what feels right for you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and the last thing, I actually want to share too, the food was part of fall, because I think the relationship to food for women is so... Food has such a, that could be like a whole workshop in itself, right? But like the role of food for humanity and the role of food in our bodies and how we react to it and how we, what relationship we have with that food that nourishes our bodies and souls. it's deep. It's very deep, right? It's like as deep as the medicine of the feminine. It will never be understood, and yet it will always be a work in progress, let's say, right? And the last one that I want to talk about is cacao. So cacao, like I love working with cacao. I work with sacred cacao. And I think just talking about chocolate in general and understanding that it's the medicine of the heart. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes when we, like you said, emotions are not meant to be stuck there, right? When we start to like just talk about our emotions and get stuck in there, like it's almost like we're mentalizing emotions. So if we can just start to drop down into the heart, and for me with womb wisdom, it's like dropping down into the womb, right? Chocolate is one of those original forms that people would do that in its original form, not the way that you find it now on the shelves, but it's a beautiful medicine to help us soften our hearts and get deeper into the space of our wombs, you know, and sort of reestablish our relationship with food and what the earth brings for us and how much medicine we can receive from that.
It's the sweetness. Yeah. That's what I always tell women. I'm like, do you know why we crave chocolate? That's but also the darkness and the richness
darkness.
And the depth.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
It's a beautiful thing. Right?
Yeah, it is.
And then isn't it amazing how well that it pairs with red wine or deep tart cherry juice? Or pure cranberry juice? Real funny.
Right?
Pomegranate? Oh, God. Thank you, Persephone, for going home. We've been having. Anyway.
Wait, have you been thinking about her?
We've been having conversations. Hey. I'm like, girl, please go home. I am eating a pomegranate for you today.
Go home.
Severus
so beautiful.
Is hungry. Feed all his heads and go like rub on my knees or something. Yeah. Like, please leave
That's
your
beautiful.
The other day, I was in here reading a book about Persephone, and I just named a cat Persephone the other day. And
oh, sweet.
I was like reading, and it said the word pomegranate, and as I was reading that, somebody was doing something in this room and said the word pomegranate out loud as I was reading it.
That's so beautiful, right?
That said something about connecting
perception. Oh, the feminine coming in strong.
Yeah.
So, that's beautiful.
Active right now.
I mean, I know that we touched a lot. I feel like we touched a little bit on a lot of topics. It was a lot. But I hope you got something, right? Like understanding that womb wisdom is something that you can read a million books, you can, you know, look at all the ancient mysteries. They all come back to the womb mysteries, by the way. And still, like, it's just a matter of opening yourself up to it and living it and experiencing it and allowing yourself to trust in that process. Because I can tell you all the things, but your womb wisdom and your experience with the feminine is the only thing that really counts, you know? That's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think let's actually stand up if we can, just to close the space. And if we can hold hands. And if we can just all share maybe a word or two, that comes up for you from the space or something you're leaving with or just anything that's on your heart or womb. So I'll go first. For me, it's community.
Oh my God, that's what I was thinking.
Which is so nice.
I'm thinking strength.
Strength, yeah.
Balance, restoration.
Healing and productivity.
I like that. Nice.
Beautiful.
That was my word.
Community. So good. Okay, well, thank you. Group hug. Mahalo. Thank you for being here and for showing up for this. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Namaste, everybody.
Namaste. Yeah.
Beautiful gathering and sharing of experiences and knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your name?
I'm Sakura.
Of course your name is Sakura. Why